Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. This is episode 711 of the Hucklebug. Sorry, we are a week late. We had an unexpected outage last week.
But it is 7-Eleven. Go get your big gulp while you're listening.
That's right. Your Slurpee. Yeah. Big gulp is more accurate, isn't it? Are Slurpees at 7-Eleven also?
You can get frozen stuff.
Okay. Yeah, they have
Icy's instead of Slurpees.
Icy's, yeah, maybe. Yeah, or slushies or something like that. Okay.
And Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Wingdings and
our 7-Eleven
food that you love.
Our 7-Eleven has these cool little prepackaged brownies right up at the register. And every time I go to the 7-Eleven, I buy myself a little brownie, and they're pretty goddamn good, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can get your drinks, you can get your big gulp, mm-hmm. and you can get your Ho-Hos, Twinkies, whatever.
Yeah.
Or you can get a small can of pork and beans for $5.60.
That's right.
Yeah. All the other stuff is so expensive.
It's so true. It's so true. Or you can get a can of Simonize for your car. There's a lot going on at the 7-Eleven, everybody. What are we doing? Are we starting with rips?
We're going rips. We got rips. Man, people died.
You guys, there's so many rips. Just sit tight. We're going to get through them as quick as we can. I have them here in the order in which they passed away. So we start with Dame Maggie Smith.
Yes.
A true legend. Do you have a particular favorite Maggie Smith role?
Well, you know, Maggie Smith has done so much in her life.
Yes.
And such an accomplished actress.
True.
But the thing that I will always remember her for is when she was on the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, yeah.
And she played Eunice and Ed's son's teacher.
Oh.
And she calls them in for a parent-teacher conference and basically tells them what pieces of shit they are. And I will always remember that for some reason.
That's funny. She's, of course, been in bazillions of things. You guys have all seen her. She's won multiple Oscars. But for me, Maggie Smith, she will always be Lady Grantham from Downton Abbey. That's
one I never watched. But I
love Downton Abbey. Yeah. You know what? We should trade. I'll watch The Queen if you watch Downton Abbey.
Okay.
We'll trade.
Okay.
I'll
probably have more fun.
Well, I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? but rest in peace, Maggie Smith. Next up, Kris Kristofferson passed away.
Yes.
I know him best as the brilliant talent, you know, and we talk about American songwriters a lot on this show.
Yes.
He's up there in the conversation for sure.
Absolutely.
Top 10 or 20, at least, best American songwriters. Me and Bobby McGee, always my favorite.
Of course.
And then my favorite story about him is the one that I posted on my Facebook page, which is an episode of Drunk History where Johnny Knoxville plays Johnny Cash. And I don't remember the name of the guy who plays Kris Kristofferson, but it's the story of how he wrote Sunday Morning Coming Down and how he got Johnny Cash to sing it. And it's great.
And that's
a very true story.
That's the song for me. That is just brilliant. The lyrics are just brilliant. But, you know, he features very heavily in Ken Burns' country music.
Mm, I'll bet he does. Yeah.
But the thing of it is, and it's all true, Kris Kristofferson joined the army because his dad was an officer.
Yep.
He got to a high rank. He was a Rhodes Scholar.
Yep.
He was a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes.
He gave it all up to move to Nashville. He became a janitor.
Yep.
And he
at a recording studio.
And he started there. And then thank God somebody realized the genius that this man is.
Yeah.
And in the country music special, just so completely down to earth.
Yeah, he seems like that.
Yeah.
Or he seemed, I guess, like that.
And I didn't realize he was that old, but, you know, I don't think of myself as being this old
right.
either, so time yeah. passes. And so it was his time, but he was great.
Yeah, agreed. American legend, Kris Kristofferson. Rest in peace, sir.
Yes.
Our next rip is Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle.
Mm.
Get him in the Hall of Fame. Come on.
No.
Yes. He gambled on his own team, but he bet to win. He never threw games. I'm okay with it. Let him in the piece. Amazingly talented and one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Well, you have to understand something. From my childhood, we're talking 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
I have always despised Rose. Because, well, most of my family were Reds fans. I never was.
Right.
And so I would have to watch the Reds play.
Mm-hmm.
I hated his stupid haircut.
I hated
that he was so rah-rah Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
At the end of every inning, when there was an out, he would bounce the baseball off the field and run off. And then, of course, and I've actually seen him play at Riverfront Stadium.
Oh, I bet you have. That's great.
That's when I went to the gift shop and bought a St. Louis Cardinals.
You're like, fuck the Reds.
But I've
that
never
team,
been
though,
a fan.
Pete Rose and Johnny Bench.
Oh, in the day, they were something else.
I bet Cincinnati fans wish those days would come back. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like I wanted him to die or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just I was never a fan at all.
Well, I understand. That's
but awesome. he does have his place as far as hits and runs.
Yeah,
and
I mean, he was a true legend of the game. And it's for me, it's very sad that he can't be. It's not like he cheated. It's not like he threw games for his gambling. He always bet on the Reds to win. And I bet they did win.
Yeah, but if the rule is don't bet.
I know. I'm not making excuses for his betting.
No, says bet.
Says bet. Bet. I have spoken. And then, well, anyways, rest in peace, Charlie Hustle. And then our final rip this week is John Amos. John Amos passed away. Well, the whole cast of Roots is getting up there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Just bit by bit. John Amos, when he retired from acting, moved to the tiny town of Mendham, New Jersey, which is where I grew up. Tiny town of around, I don't know how many people live there now, but at the time that I lived there, it was between 4,000 and 6,000 people, a very small town. And he bought a home there. And it was like, that was a big deal for us. That was a big deal. You know, he was a celebrity. A celebrity had a home in Mendham. We thought it was crazy. And when I was a senior in high school, I worked at Häagen-Dazs, a little ice cream counter. And one day John Amos came in and I sold him a cone, a vanilla cone. I was actually a little disappointed that he didn't like something a little, you know, it's Häagen-Dazs for Christ's sake. You know, get something a little more elaborate than vanilla, but whatever.
Hey,
He knows what
man.
He likes. That's right. He doesn't put on airs.
Right.
I sold
None
him,
of this fancy ice cream for me.
It was a big deal. He was basically the first celebrity I ever met, and I sold him an ice cream cone. He was very nice, and that's all I have about John Amos. Yeah.
And you know, thinking about Roots, we still have Leslie Uggams.
Yes, we do.
She was in American Fiction, one of my favorite movies.
She was in Fallout, too. She was fucking great in Fallout.
And, of course, we got LeVar.
LeVar, of course. LeVar,
and that's about all I can think of.
I mean, everybody. Is Ben Vereen still around?
Oh, gosh.
Can't
I
remember.
He had that stroke. I don't know.
Lou Gossett just left us recently, you know, in recent times. Anyway, it's okay.
It's okay.
We
digress.
We've done enough just to get through the four rips that we do have. Let's just move on to shout out, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Arr. Gang, we got a gang of shout outs.
A gang of shout outs.
We're going to get through them as quick as we can. We are starting on hucklebug.com.
Okay, maybe you should take the first one.
You want me to?
I don't want to.
You should take it.
No.
Our first shout out is for Marla. You want me to take it?
Yeah.
She says, Bet totally rules. Welcome back, friends. That is in a reference
Thank you
to
very,
our last
very
episode
much.
In which Bet gave herself a you rule for the very first time. And
I tooted a horn. I probably shouldn't have.
Nonsense. I think we were all overjoyed for you that you did it. Marla, by the way, I want to get, can I give Marla a quick U rule here in the middle of her shout out? Because she came over on Saturday, I think last week or Sunday or Sunday. She came over at some point and brought me my birthday present. And you know what she got me?
No.
She got me a hot water bottle. And she said, never let it be said that I don't listen to the Hucklebug. So when I say, oh, you know, Marla's out there, but I don't think she's listening. She's listening. Hi, Marla.
She's listening. Hey. Mwah.
Mwah. And thank you for my water bottle. All right. Moving on. We have two shout outs for Tina's.
And
in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment.
And she says, hi, ladies. Sorry for the silence, too. I have been in my travels. Sounds like you survived the last couple of weeks with all of your life trials and tribulations. And she says, and I hope you'll take this in this spirit, because Stins, I hope you realize how lucky you are to have both of your parents. I know it's tough sometimes, but you have them physically, even though mom is not mentally. And she's and Stins does. She is.
Yeah, I do. I do realize that. And I know it won't be for much longer either. So I'm learning to appreciate as much time with them as I can.
And she says, well done, Bette. Agree with Stins that I can hear a difference since starting and continuing your therapy.
Well, hell yeah.
So much.
Clappy emojis.
And she hopes we both have a good week.
Thank you, Tina.
And I'll take the next one because
sure, go ahead.
Yeah, she said she watched Wicked Little Letters and she really liked it.
Yeah.
And she wanted me to know that it was filmed very near me.
Yeah.
I recognized Arendelle, that's how I'm pronouncing it.
I don't know.
And Worthing.
Worthing's easy.
Right. It's one of my go-to places. I visit all the time. I recognized it straight away and it's hardly changed in years. It's like stepping back in time. Not sure if I took you there, and I don't think you did. I know we went to Brighton. Ooh. That's where I almost blew off of a cliff.
Ooh, oh dear. And I'm glad you didn't.
Tina, I think it was on that same trip that we visited, because it was in the south of England, a great local, very small town pub run by the two guys who had a pub cat, and you and me and Terry drank ale, and it was just such a lovely, lovely place.
It sounds nice.
And I have a picture of me at the table with a smile on my face, and my face is redder than Satan's hand.
You're enjoying your time.
I hope you remember that, Tina.
the truth of the matter is, you go and visit these places, you know, and you can go see the monuments and all the rest of it. But what stays with you is a place like that where you just
the
sit
real
and you have
places
good food.
With
exactly.
real people. Uh huh. Right? You can look at Trafalgar Square all day, but then right. you meet people. Well, meeting her friends, I mean, just was England to me.
Sitting and like being with the locals and seeing how everybody there lives and
yes.
stuff. And I don't mean like it's a anthropological experiment or anything like that.
Well, and
you know,
when my sister, you know, she just got back from her big cruise. One of the places they went was Weymouth, England.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling me about a very small local pub that they found. And just how fantastic it was to just interact with all the people who live there. Yeah. That's how you travel.
That's it. That's definitely it. When I went with Marla to Hawaii for her birthday a few years back, well, that's what she would do. We'd get into a cab and she'd ask the cab driver or the guy, you know, the bus boy or whatever. She'd say, where do you and your friends go when you're off work?
Oh, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. And like, where do you go get lunch? You know, she'd ask the people that work at the hotel. And that's how we found all the best food we had in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's how we found it. There was a Japanese noodle joint in Waikiki that was fucking off the chain. And then there was this real authentic Hawaiian food place, also in Waikiki, but a little bit off the beaten path. And that place was so good. And we ate so much food that was the same food. Like, we went to like a luau, a quote luau, you know, I'm making air quotes luau. that was, you know, sponsored by like a hotel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was fine too, but it was, you know, big mass produced food for, you know, for tourists, as opposed to just going in and getting authentic Hawaiian food. So we had a lot of the same dishes, and believe me, they were way better at the little hole in the wall place that we went than at the actual luau.
Yeah, it's just so good. Best.
All right, back to shout outs.
Yes.
I think now we are on Facebook.
On the show.
On the episode, right. And so I have them sorted by newest. So what I have first is Kelly with an IE.
Me too, Kelly with an IE.
Kelly with an IE. She says, Stenny, I discovered hand and feet warmers when camping with scouts. God damn it. You know what? I have hand warmers and I have toe warmers. I just did not think to bring them with me, but that's a great idea too. I'm going to throw those in my camping kit. Thank you. She said, lasts all night. Highly recommend. One of my favorite James Earl Jones moments was his Big Bang episode, which I did not see.
Oh, my gosh.
I was golden. And the Carrie Fisher cameo was priceless. Oh, I missed that. Did you see that?
How did I miss that? It must have been was it in the later years?
Maybe in the later years.
I kind of checked out a little bit.
I didn't really watch that show. I'd see it in reruns every once in a while, but it wasn't a show that I sought
out. Well, I will seek that out, Kelly.
Okay. She also says, Stenny, glad mom is settled in her new place. I hope she stays comfortable there. My goodness, so do I. She's settling in. She's in a bit of a transitional period, but she's doing all right. Do you want to take the rest of her comment there?
Well, she says, Matt, oh my goodness, can't believe all the damage that I've seen your way. We'll get to that later, but believe me, our damage paled in comparison to some.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Sorry about the power outage. We'll get to that later.
There'll be more to that, yeah.
But blessed it wasn't longer for you and that your creek didn't cause you trouble, and that was number one on my list.
Yeah, that's the key, right? Because that creek, isn't it just in your backyard?
Yes.
That could have been
the only once in my life has it come up into the yard, and I was sure it was going to be worse this time, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't, so that's good. We're going to skip over that one from Tina because she already left that one on .com. So we're just going to scroll down a little bit here to Doug's. Okay, we got a shout out for Doug's. We are the Doug.
We are the Scarcher. You know what? In the worst of times in the past 2 weeks, I was almost expecting a knock on my door.
I would not be at all surprised. I genuinely wouldn't be surprised
and
at all.
And I know you couldn't do it, Doug. There are no hard feelings.
In my wildest dreams. Yeah. He would have been there and like having you pack a bag and bringing you back to his place. Doug says, so my mistake, I should have been more explicit. The t-shirt from the picture in the local paper was my Marquee 5 shirt. Okay, I couldn't figure out why. Oh, he left that comment last week.
Okay.
And he said he was doing a shout out to his Hucklebug Nation. And I couldn't figure out why, but that's why, because he was wearing the Marquee 5 shirt. I didn't notice that. It's from our last trip to NYC to see Siskita's group reprise songs from their CD8 track. Eight-track throwback. Stenny mentioned seeing me and my hair. It was at our Theater Guild annual awards banquet. No, it wasn't, Doug. I didn't go to the awards banquet. I wasn't in town. I saw you at the Guild.
Oh, God, you were in town. True. I thought you were going to say I wasn't invited. Oh, God.
No. I was, I don't know. I mean.
You weren't in town. Okay.
I just knew.
Accept that.
Okay. Right. So let's see. I was on the organizing committee, so I had arrived with 3 coolers of ice, 2 cases of wine, 5 flats of donated beer and cider. 2 of us set up tables and chairs for 70 people, decorated. Then I went out, changed out of sweaty shorts and t-shirt into the suit. Oh my God, you guys should see Doug in a suit. Fucking A. So good. To MC the event. What I would have given for an air-conditioned trailer with a hair and makeup crew. End of the event, watch everybody walk out, reverse back to shorts and t-shirt and break it all down. It was a lovely event, but physically and emotionally exhausting day. People should have been helping you, Doug. I'm sorry about that.
Exactly, but that's Doug. He does.
If I was there, I would have been helping. Last, the seats we were moving from the Guild were first new seats. My mistake. I thought they were used when we got them. They were new when we got them. In the then nearly 60 years history of the organization. For more on the seat replacement project, and some more history, please see my July 4th Facebook post. Okay, thanks, Doug, for setting us straight on all of that. And now there is a shout-out For Siskita, we need you so.
And you're going to have to take that because I don't have it, so.
I am. This is me. Yeah, she says Mufasa. Sorry, 5 minutes, 13 seconds. I had to correct that. Yes, I called him Simba. My bad. I said that James Earl Jones played Simba. Simba, of course, was Matthew Broderick.
Was Matthew Broderick.
My bad. And of course, he was Mufasa.
Not a voice like James Earl Jones.
I should know that because... No, very different voice. Simba and Mufasa do not sound alike at all.
Mufasa.
What I was going to say was that when Kyle was very young and The Lion King had first come out, every time I talked to my sister on the phone, she'd go, "Hey, here's Kyle. Kyle wants to say hi." And she'd hand the phone to Kyle, and he never wanted to say hi. And so I would go, "Mufasa!" And he'd go, "Ooh, do it again, do it again."
Aww.
Which like they did from the movie. So it was cute. That was the only conversation that Kyle and I ever had on the phone when he was little. All right, let's get the rest of these shout-outs on the missive. Everybody, thank you for your well wishes for Bet on our... On our little emergency post last week when her power was out. To today's missive, where we have a shout out for Kelly with a Y.
I'm still working it.
Okay. All right. You'll get there. You will get there.
Okay. Kelly with a Y. Welcome
Kelly
back.
With a Y.
I got a new couch this week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, look at the
seeing this.
Look at the fucking pictures, man.
She's
gorgeous.
So pretty, just very hard to say goodbye to my old beloved couch of 20 years.
Yeah.
She's been good to me, and I have a lot of fond memories of the cats and I snuggling on it. End of an era, but boy, this is the beginning of a new era.
It is. Woo! My God, Kelly,
that's
pretty fabulous.
And I love
couch.
All the stuff on your wall back there.
Same here. These are great. I love it. I love the new couch. You know, the old couch looks very comfy also, but the new one, oh, that's great. And Kelly with an IE agrees with us. Kelly with an IE. She says, ooh, that's nice looking.
Yeah.
All right. Continuing. We have another shout out for Tina. Stand in
the place where you live, et cetera, et cetera.
Normal services resume. Bloody weather is crazy everywhere at the minute. Glad all is safe and well and hopefully not too traumatized, Bet.
Well, I'm here.
She's here. We make no comment about the traumatization.
I did have therapy this past Tuesday. So
oh, that's good. I'm glad your power was back for therapy.
Well, exactly.
Otherwise, you would have had to pay for it.
Right, exactly. I actually thought about that.
And then another one from Doug. We are the Doug, et cetera, et cetera.
And I can't find Doug's.
He says, so welcome back. He says, Bet must be sitting in high cotton.
Oh, I saw that. Why isn't it on my feed now?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sitting pretty high in the cotton right now.
All right. Well, that's good.
You know, that'd be a great phraseology.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, our final shout out this week is for Lily.
And Nick the Child.
Fun. We haven't been able to do that in a long time.
I know. And when I say Nick the Child, he's not a child anymore.
Nick the adult, not the cancer. You take Lily's.
But I did want to take this. She says, howdy. How's it going in your neck of the woods, Bet? Well, we're okay. Can you tell which charities have actually shown up? And really, in our little town, none. And that's okay. That's okay because I learned later on there are places that have it so much harder, and
yeah.
That's where the charities are going.
Right.
And I love that she would love to give to some charities who came here. But we all kind of took care of our own. There were restaurants who, when they got power back, just went and cooked up stuff, and we're giving it out to free to people. No questions asked. You need food? Here's food.
Right.
But she says, I'd rather donate to those that get there. But I gave to World Central Kitchen already. And let me tell you, nothing better, Lily. You did the right thing. That
yeah.
is my sister Pat's favorite charity of all time. She's done the research. They are wonderful.
That's
they
the
feed anybody who's been in a disaster area. They show up immediately and they push that food out to them.
All right, so, well, that's where your money should go.
So,
then.
You did the right thing, Lily. Be proud of yourself.
Hell yeah. Very good. Gosh, I think that's all of the shout outs this week. There were more. Thank you guys. There were several people, of course, reached out and said, you know, stay warm and dry, Bet, and so forth when her power was out last week. There will be more about the power out.
And I thank you all so much for that. I really do.
Yes, of course. Love you all. You guys are great. We have 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to do our show.
To tell our life stories.
No, we knew it was going to be like this. It'll be a little long this week, you guys. It's fine. I have a movie.
Yay!
I watched a movie. Now I don't remember too much about it, but the funny, after I watched it for the first couple of days, it kept coming back to me. I watched Don't Look Up, which is on Netflix.
Oh, which has everybody in the world in it.
Lots of people. Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of Leo. He did fine. Most of the time when I see Leo in a movie, I know there are actors who could do it better.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I think. There are people who probably could have played that role better. But he was fine. Meryl Streep's in it. And a bunch of other people. I don't really remember. It's a satire. And what I was reminded of a number of times was Wag the Dog. Remember when you saw Wag the Dog, when Wag the Dog first came out?
That movie.
And how genius it was.
Genius. Absolutely genius.
I felt like Don't Look Up was a similar vibe. It's a different subject matter, but it felt like a similar vibe. And I really enjoyed it. It is long. It's 2.5 hours.
Oh,
but it's good. It's worth it. It's worth it. Probably could have been shorter. Most movies could be shorter.
Okay, but, because I've heard good and bad.
No, I really liked it. I'm giving it a big thumbs up. I was super impressed. Big thumbs up for Don't Look Up. And it's on Netflix. So if you you already have a Netflix account, you can see it for free. All right, let us move on.
Well, I have a highlight of the week, believe it or not.
I believe it.
And my highlight of the week has to do, and it started, it came maybe Tuesday before all hell broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
This happens every year, and I always forget about it, which makes it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, my health insurance through work, at the end of the year, and I don't know why, if maybe I don't use it enough or whatever, I get a
rebate check?
Yeah, my sister gets a rebate check because she's the one who pays. But half of it comes out of my paycheck. So when she gets a rebate check, she cashes it, divides it in half, and gives me part of it.
Yeah.
And so she came in that Tuesday and handed me a little envelope, and she said, "This is from your health insurance." And I thought, "Oh my God, oh my God!" You know, I opened it and I was counting 100, 150, 50, mm-hmm. you know. Mm. And I thought, "Oh," I said, "Oh, what a windfall! After just paying $1,400 for my car, this could not have come at a better time."
Oh yeah.
And so it took me about a day to realize I'm not going to just sock this in my bank account and watch it disappear like all that other money does.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy myself some clothes.
Hell yeah.
I have not had new clothes probably in a year.
Oh,
I have
goodness.
7 outfits, and I just wear them in succession to
work. Yes.
Everybody knows what I'm going to be wearing on any certain day.
Yes, it's Monday, so Ben is wearing the blue today.
So I went to my favorite place to order clothes, and I got like 4 pairs of pants, work pants, 3 pairs of work pants, a pair of jeans, and 3 shirts, and it came out to more than I got in the rebate, but it was okay. It was all right.
Yeah.
And so they haven't arrived yet, but then again, you know, with everything going on.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Over in your area,
but
shipping could be delayed.
But I did that. And so I kept the money in its envelope to when I paid the credit card bill to hand over to the bank to make it up. And that's where that ends, but it doesn't really end so far.
All right.
But that was my highlight. I got some new clothes.
Buying some new clothes, by golly. Well,
got
I'm very
new
excited.
Clothes on, and suddenly everything's
and this
right.
And this is a highlight that can come back next week or whenever your new clothes arrive. Next week or the week after or who knows when. Nice. I also have a highlight of the week, and it is a highlight of this past week.
Well, I said when I gave you the outline. At least the last
highlight, but
you were so excited to put it in
my highlight
outline.
Of the. I did. I put it in all caps in my note to manage my highlight with lots of exclamation points. Last Saturday night, Mish and I went to see Ben Folds in concert here in Bellingham at the Mount Baker Theater. What a great, great night! It was so much fun.
Now, is he still with the Ben Folds Five, or was it just Ben Folds?
It was just him.
People?
It was just him and a piano.
Oh, wow.
No band, no any other thing. The opening act also used the same piano. The opening act came. I don't remember her name, and I'm not going to go look it up because our show's already over. But I can't remember her name, but she is an actress. Now, we were watching her do the opening, and she's singing. She was singing songs and also like telling a story, and then she would kind of, in the middle of her story, go straight into a song, and then she would come out of the song, not even wait for applause, just continue telling her story. It was she was really funny.
Oh.
It was a really unusual.
Oh yeah, I'd love to know who that is.
I cannot remember her name, but she's an actress. And when I Googled her, I'm like, fuck, she was in, and Misha had stepped away to the bathroom. When she came back, I said, that woman who was on the stage doing the opening act, I said, she was in the HBO series Getting On, which is a great series, by the way. If you have HBO, you should check out Getting On. So good. Based on a British TV show also called Getting On. Also very good. But Misha turned me on to the show. She said, "Ooh, you have HBO, you should check out Getting On." So we knew her. So she was great. And then she leaves, and then Ben Folds comes out. And he played like 7 or 8 songs, and then he took a break. And during the break, they turn the house lights up and everybody's got paper and pen. And we're all encouraged to write a song request on a paper airplane and throw it down to the stage.
Oh, nice.
So great. And so we're sitting up in the balcony. By the way, it is not the Mount Baker Theater is not good for paper airplane throw. Because mine just
from the balcony
left my hand and just went and just dive bombed straight to the
point.
In fact, and I threw 2 of them, and one of them hit somebody in the face. And I yelled down, "I'm sorry. You put that up on the stage, please." It was so much fun.
Sorry about
the other thing is Ben told us when he came out, he told right off the bat, he said, "I want to warn you guys." He goes, "I've got really bad allergies and I've got a lot of post-nasal drip." He goes, "I have a couple of notes that are just missing. I can't sing them." He said, "But I'm going to encourage you guys to sing along when those notes come around." Like he would tell us, he goes, "So there's a couple of A flats and G in this song, so you guys should," like, we know which one's the A flat and which one's the G. But what was great about that was that I didn't have to feel self-conscious about singing along with the songs, because I always do when I'm at a concert. People don't pay $50 to hear me sing Ben Folds.
Right, exactly.
Even though I'm quite good. But it was great. So he starts, but what was fun was that he picks up a couple of them and he's like, "Well, this song's not even by me." But like a lot of the requests were covers. Like he's like,
"Oh, that."
Like he holds one up and he goes, "Sweet Caroline." You know, we all laugh. But the funny thing was, he sat down, he played a little bit of Sweet Caroline. It was clear he didn't know the lyrics or how the song went. But then when he came out for his encore, guess what he did? Fucking Sweet Caroline. He did the whole song. Somebody backstage wrote the lyrics out for him and like made him a little fake chart so that he could come out and play the song for his encore, which was so great. God, it was so much fun. It's the best concert I've seen in years, but it's also the only concert I've seen.
That makes me so happy, because back in the day when Ben was, you know, kind of the thing.
Yes.
I had heard people say he was kind of arrogant and stuff. Man, how nice he seemed.
So, and he seemed, yeah, down to earth, very down to earth to me.
Please, did he do the Battle of Who Could Care Less?
He did not do the Battle of Who Could Care Less, but he did do Kate.
Okay, that's good.
He did Kate.
I just
well, you weren't
the
there to request it.
Care less.
You weren't there to request well, it, but for the very, you know what?
I couldn't even make a paper airplane, much less fly
one. I'm positive that my paper airplane never made it to the stage, but the very first song he played was the one I requested, Zach and Sarah.
Oh.
So I was super stoked. I was so happy. It was great. It was so much fun, and I didn't get any crowd anxiety, although I did get some anxiety, but I didn't get, like, any kind of a panic attack from being in a crowd.
Oh,
but
nice.
Mish was very kind and let us wait, you know, when the show was over,
yeah.
We just sat and let everybody exit, and then we left.
So you're doing good, too.
Yeah, so I think it helped that I used to work at the Mount Baker Theater. Like, I know where all the back doors are.
That's me. Lay of the land.
Exactly. So having a little bit of a lay of the land, I think, gave me a little bit of a psychological edge. So that was good. But anyway, that was my highlight. God, it was so, so much fun.
Oh,
and he said he's coming back next year. So we are totally stoked.
Is he still looking good?
Well, he was really far away. I have no idea what he looked like. He was too far. He was way too far away.
That
was
like
a dorky little hat.
When I saw the police and the go-go in Greensboro, and we were two rows from the ceiling, and everybody said, "Oh, you saw the go-go's. What did they look like?" And Terry said, made her fingers into half an inch. They look like this.
They look like this. They're about that big. Tiny. I'm crushing your head. It was a lot of fun. So, big thumbs
so
up.
Glad you had a good night out.
I am too, man. It was the best. Oh. So, now, Bet, tell us about your
low light. Well, and now we're to the low light. And there are things that I do have to say.
Of course.
And the first is, the Helene thing started on Friday.
Right.
But it all really started on Thursday when I had an afternoon off and it was raining. Not Helene, just raining here.
Right.
And I thought, if it rains like this here and then tomorrow, I'm going to be washed away.
Yeah.
Well, thank the heavens that the rain subsided on Thursday. I think that's the only thing that kept me safe. And so, the water started to go back. And so Friday came and I woke up and I didn't want to go to work. I didn't feel good. I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
And so, I know. And it was just in the morning. It was just patting me.
Right.
And when I came in and sat down, I know this is the last thing she wants me to say. I have never wanted to be here less than I did. But there we were. Just
that's how I feel literally every day at work, though. You know, every day.
There
is
we
the
were
same.
Working out, and doing our thing. And it was just ugly watching through the windows. And you could hear sirens going off.
Yeah, but this is the befores, right? Because this is your business.
Right.
Yeah.
And so around about 9:30, our power went out at the office.
Yeah.
Well, when the power is out at the office, I know it's out at my house because I'm that close. It's the same grid.
Right.
And so, sometimes the power goes out just long enough to knock off all your equipment, but then it comes back on.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't come back
on. Not this time.
And we sat there and we sat there and it finally got to be about 11 and Pat said, well, we'll give it like 15 more minutes and then we're just gone. We're going home. And so it didn't come back on. So we went home.
Right.
And
now did Pat have power?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I just want to, I don't know how far away she lives.
Nor, she's in a neighboring neighborhood. So then I got back home and that's when it all started. I sat there. I mean, you go home, you have no electricity at all, which, by the way, folks, what is my favorite place to be and my favorite place that I sleep? My
your chair, your
chair
electric chair.
Electric. So I was just sitting in my chair, both feet on the floor, hands on the
floor,
and just looking out the window, watching the storms. And I was thinking, this is not good. This is just not good. So on Friday afternoon, the rain had actually stopped, but the damage was done. I mean, it didn't take till 4 o'clock that afternoon for all the damage to be done. So I got in my car and I started driving around and I saw what had happened. Mm-hmm. Trees. I mean, you know, at that point, people, the powers that be hadn't put up pylons or police tape saying you can't go up the street. There's a tree. You know, so you'd be driving around. You'd
and then all of a sudden, oh, there's a tree.
There's a tree. Oh, back up. Let's go this way. Oh, there's a tree. But folks, when you have no electricity and Pat and Brian, they were okay because, you know, they lit candles and they grilled because, you know, he has a grill.
There you go.
They grilled food.
I bet they have a whole, I bet they have one of those outdoor kitchen type things, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They got it all.
I knew it. I knew it.
And she said, oh, we lit candles and we played cards all night long.
Yeah.
When you're one person, you sit.
There's nothing.
And when the sun goes down, it's pitch dark.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can read until the sun goes down, and then you can't even do that.
It's like you're blind. There's no sound. There's no light.
You didn't have like a charging brick to keep your phone charged up.
Right. And my phone was going out. So the only thing I knew was to check in with people, then turn it off to save the battery.
I know. I was so worried about that because you sent me a text and you're like, okay, I'm going to turn the phone off now to save the battery. And you sent the text and I'm like, well, how can anybody call you if your phone's off? But I also thought, you know, you could call out if you needed to. You knew how to turn it back on. You know what you're doing. But it did make me a little worried that, but it was smart of you to save the battery. That's for sure. You did great.
But the worst of it all, and this really is the worst of it all.
Uh-huh.
It took all of my sleep away from me because I couldn't sleep in the recliner.
Right.
I went over to the couch. The couch is not comfortable. Mm. I did finally go back to my bed.
Wow, the bed.
The bed is not comfortable. I would go. I mean,
it's been a long time since you slept in the bed.
I did have, and I did have, thank God, I think it was Taylor and Allison, put in my Christmas stocking last year, one of those, I call them a headlamp. You know, they're elastic and they have and so I had that.
I have one for camping.
I could see to go here and here.
Yeah.
But I would like get on the couch and try to sleep. There was absolutely no sleep.
Yeah.
And I would finally wait for some light to come through the window. No light. And I thought, okay, it's got to be like at least 4:30 by now. And I pulled out my
10 o'clock.
I pulled out my phone, turned it on, 10:15.
Jesus Christ. And that's thought, the worst. Oh my
God. I am gonna die.
Oh bet.
So finally it did get
spoiler alert, she did not die.
I did not
She's
die.
Here. She's here on the show right now.
But on Saturday when the light finally came up and I turned the phone on, talked to my sister. And she said, they're saying it could be Sunday night.
Right.
And I said, well, I can't. There's no way. I just can't.
Do. Yeah.
And you know, my sister, being who she is, says, well, yes, you can. You don't have a choice.
She knows you.
Yeah. So the only thing that got me through it is when daylight came. I just, and thank God when this happened, I had a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
I would just get in my car and drive anywhere just to get out of my house.
Right.
But then
And
listen to music.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I'd have to come back.
Yeah. Back to your dark, dreary house with nothing to do.
With nothing. I did set up my card table and got all during the day and got all of the candles that I had. You know,
there you go.
Put them on there to have a little more light.
Yeah.
During the day, I could do some Games Magazine puzzles and stuff. But there's just nothing like being alone in a box dark of pitch black darkness.
That sucks. That sucks so bad. I'm so sorry, baby.
And I was hoping, against hope, that it would at least come back by Sunday. So I could have power, take a hot shower, make a rhyme. And because I knew we'd have to go to work on Monday because there were people, you know, we were going to have to. And so Monday came, no power.
Right.
But we all were there, you know, waiting for people to come in so we could at least write down.
Because everybody's got claims.
Write down what claims they had.
Yeah. You know.
And when I came into work that morning in my last set of clean clothes, if I had one more day, I'd be wearing dirty clothes.
Jammies.
Yeah. But at about 9:30 Monday morning, the power came back.
Yay.
And I wanted to just keep yelling, holy shit, holy shit. But, you know, Melissa, the new girl. I couldn't.
We can't say shit in front of Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Because I knew it would be at my house, too.
Yeah.
And so when I left for work Monday, I turned the kitchen light switch on.
Yes, smart.
Just so I would know. And at lunch, we went out, you know, for lunch. And when I drove by my house, I looked at the kitchen window light. And I could see that light.
Woo!
It was just, but when I got home that night, I was expecting power and that was enough for me.
Yeah.
I had power. I had cable. I had internet. Had everything.
Yay.
So, and this is what I came to realize. I am so spoiled.
Well, we all.
You know, I was just, it was a catastrophe. I couldn't stand it. I thought, I'll never get through this. And there are people who, when we were at work Friday, still didn't have power.
There's people who lost their homes and stuff. And
there are people in other places. Yeah. When I got power back and turned on the TV and saw Asheville,
I didn't move to Asheville,
embarrassed that I was feeling so sorry for myself.
I don't think you need to feel embarrassed.
We
experience our own lives, you know. You can only work on what you got in front of you.
While I was trying to get through the weekend uncomfortably, there were two mantras I had to keep saying. Uh-huh. First of all, you can't unchange this.
Right.
You can't change it.
Right.
And the second one was, people have it worse than you.
Yeah.
And I found out,
it's always true.
Especially the second one was true.
Yeah.
But I got back. I'm through it. And if
you
anything, I can say, when I went out Sunday afternoon, when I still didn't have power, but I was looking everywhere for a charger for my phone that didn't plug into the wall.
Yes.
And I went to two places that did have power. They were both Dollar General stores. Neither of them. And then I drove by Sam's Club in town. Mm-hmm. And I saw the prices for gas light on.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my gosh.
They have power.
They have power. So when I ran it, you know, I ran in and I got a phone charger. So, you know, that got me through. So
then you could listen to music at least.
Exactly.
And you could be in touch with people.
I had one night where I could at least listen to music.
That's something anyway.
But it was a nightmare and it still is. But like I said, we're okay. I'm better than most.
You survived it.
And low light in a highlight.
Uh-huh.
My thing about having all that cash in the envelope.
Yeah.
When places started opening.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're only taking cash.
They're only taking cash.
So oh, my God. Money, good thing you had it.
All that. I was glad I had it, but all that money earmarked for my clothes.
Yeah,
it's all being given out to places.
That's all right. You can get it back. You can replenish it. That's all right. That's a doable thing. It was lucky you had cash on you.
Exactly. That was lucky. And so. I'll talk a little more later, but that was the low light. It's all okay, folks.
She lived. Everybody, Bette lived. That's the good news. We're going to do our U rules and then we're going to hit the road. I have a couple of U rules. My first one, this was who I was going to give a U rule to last week because last Friday night, I went to see the opening of Cabaret at the Bellingham Theater Guild. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Which used to be our theme song.
Yes.
I think for the very first episode of the show, and that's it. A few times. I think we used
it
a few times.
I think it was more than once.
Yeah, it's probably more than once. Anyway, I want to give a U-rule to the cast, the crew, the orchestra, the director, everybody involved with the production. It is so good. It was absolutely stellar. Big thumbs up for Cabaret.
Now,
if you're in Bellingham, I hope you have your tickets already because it is sold out for the remainder of the run.
Is it the original or the kind of Alan Cumming one?
I think it's the Alan Cumming one, but I don't actually know because I don't know what the differences are in the script.
Racier than Joel Grey.
Yeah, it's a bit racy, but that's all right. You know, racy's good. I don't really remember. I saw the movie with Liza Minnelli a million years ago. I don't remember it at all.
Oh, I do, and I wasn't a fan at the time.
I'm not really a fan of the movie either, but I am a big fan of this particular stage production because it was fantastic. So they all rule. And then my other U rule is for Mish, for my birthday present, for taking me to see Ben Folds. It was so much fun. I did tell her, I think when he took his first break, so this was before we did the paper airplanes, I said, this is the best birthday present ever. So I would like to thank Mish for my best birthday present ever. And then, Bette, who are your U-rules?
Well, I have three.
Uh-huh.
As you may imagine, they're all from the same place. The first, and I have to say this first and foremost, our little town of Beefield, the town workers, I cannot say enough.
Yeah.
They were there immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday, the day of the big storm, was also a trash day.
Oh.
So they were doing trash while all
was going
on.
Oh, God, yeah, because otherwise it'd be blowing all over the damn place.
And after trash duty, the trash trucks were out there with the same workers picking up trees and, you know, trees that had been sawed into logs and putting them in the trash truck, getting everything done. The fire department were out everywhere cutting trees that had gone across the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a small town and, you know, people who work for the town are not, you know, they don't have college degrees and stuff.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They were just fantastic.
And Appalachian Power?
Appalachian Power was good when they came.
It took a while to get there. They had a lot of people out, though.
Well, no, and I have to say, Melissa's son works for AEP, so.
Oh, okay.
And I learned a few things. But, you know, the first couple of days, you saw Xfinity trucks, Verizon trucks.
Yeah.
Other service trucks, but you saw no AEP.
No Appalachian, no AP.
But of course, there were places worse than us, you know.
Yeah.
They had to get there. Mm-hmm. But when they came like in a flotilla.
Yeah.
I would look out the window and see
like an armada of Appalachian Power.
Seven go by at one time. So I know they were working their butts off.
Oh, too. Yeah.
And the other thing is just people in our town.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you after the fact, the people we talked to at work, who told us, you know, I didn't know how to put this out without sounding weird or pervy, but I just wanted to put out, I got power back last night. If you need a hot shower or to lay on the couch and watch TV or the can of beans you have, you can't cook, come to my house. You know, you're welcome. And when I went to Sam's to get that charger, you know, I was leaning on a buggy because, you know, Sam's is not a fun place to be in.
Right.
And the greeter, you know, when I told him what I was looking for, he said, oh, those two people in front of you, they're going the same way. Just follow them. And then they took a turn and I thought, oh, shit. And I just said, hello. And they turned around and I said, They said you were looking for a phone charger. Yeah, well, let's look for one together. And so they took me back there.
Oh, that's nice.
People could have been so ugly.
Right.
I mean, especially at Sam's, fighting to get the cash register and stuff.
Right.
And everybody was so nice.
I'm glad. That's good.
Which leads me to my last one, which is when we got back to the company I work for.
Yeah.
You can only imagine the amount of claims we had.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. It must have been a hellacious week.
Yeah. And the big thing is people who lost, and I lost as well, all their food.
Right.
Everything in the freezer.
Yeah, everything in the freezer, everything in the fridge. Yeah.
Right.
Shit.
And that's covered, but subject to a deductible.
Right.
It's $1,000 at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So most
very people few people have $1,000 worth of groceries in their fridge and freezer.
And so we had to give a lot. And tree removal. Tree removal is only covered if it hits your house, your garage, your fence. If it just falls in the yard, you got to pay that.
What if it hits your car and your car is covered?
Your car is covered. That's comprehensive.
Okay.
Okay. But, you know, we had people who, and these are people you deal with, and they're kind of hard anyway.
Yeah.
But when something happens and they lost $400 worth of food, and you say, well, doesn't meet your deductible.
Right.
Well, what a scam. What a scam. I've had insurance with you for 30 years and this isn't covered. I don't care how long you've been.
Yeah, it's the same for everybody.
Right. And we had those in spades, but we had people, one woman, and I wrote her homeowner's insurance. She's a nice lady, but she called and she had some fence damage, some trees, some shingles off. And I remember when I wrote her, she chose a $5,000 deductible. And when we told her, well, your deductible is $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, it's okay. You know?
Yeah.
Or like when the mayor came in and he was talking about losing everything in his fridge. And he said, that's something I'll just eat. It's okay. You know, the people who realized it was okay and people had it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and you know,
are a pain in the ass for everybody in the insurance world, but I mean, you gotta be aware of them. That's your policy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's on you. Not
at one point, each of us in the office had at least one person who was just a complete asshat.
Of course.
But that one asshat is erased by all of the really nice,
the great people. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that at least. That is lovely. My goodness. Whew, what a week you had, huh? Gracious. All right, gang. This has been a very long episode of the Hucklebug. It's about an hour. Well, that's all right. You know, there was no show last week, so there's a little extra for you guys to listen to this week. That's all. It's fine.
It's a show and a show.
It's a show and an additional show. And next week we'll be back with another show, and then we're going to be off the weekend of the 19th, but we'll be back again after that. Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of the Hucklebug.
And hopefully next week I won't have any stories to tell.
I hope not. For your sake. I hope next week is one of those weeks where you're like, I don't have any show.
This has been the most boring week of my life.
It'll be great if neither of us have any show.
It'll be great because I'm on vacation this week.
And also, if we have no show, we'll just do pod decks, or we'll play heads up, or we'll do something fun, okay? So don't stress if you don't have enough show. We'll make something up.
Yeah.
Gang, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Hucklebugs, episode 711. And do tune in
where you
next
get
week.
All the finest foods.
That's right, all the finest foods, plus cigarettes. Cigarettes dirt cheap at the 7-Eleven. That's where
and
I get
some have gas pumps.
Some of them do. Ooh, you're right. That's more of an East Coast thing. I have not seen a lot of 7-Elevens with gas stations out here. Yeah, but I remember when I was a kid, the 7-Elevens in New Jersey had them.
Yeah.
But the ones out here are just convenience stores. Isn't that funny? Sometimes they're near a gas station, like right next door or across the street. But very rare for any of them to have pumps here.
You can start the pump and turn on the automatic thing that keeps it going.
Yeah.
And then run to the 7-Eleven and get
run
your
in. That's right. Run over, get yourself a Slurpee and some cigarettes, and then back back to the car and off you go. All right, gang. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. We mwah, love you.
Mwah. That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
If they don't like it, you can put it on your desk and you can play with it.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking forward to. It'll be fun for me if it's not fun for anyone.